Hello, this is Ola coming to you live from lolaandola.com again. Today we're talking about five physical signs your wife is cheating. Cheating is a terrible thing. Infidelity, it's a terrible thing. It kills marriages. It kills, more importantly, trust. It's a betrayal and it goes very, very deep beyond just the moment it happens, beyond just this relationship, beyond just one person's life. It's something that causes a deep rooted damage to a person, and getting through it can be very difficult. So if you've experienced any kind of cheating, you've caught your wife cheating, or you feel like your wife is cheating, which is what this topic is about, you may want to engage a professional to make sure that you go through the proper healing necessary, because if you don't, you will spread the damage into other aspects of your life and your legacy and your children and everyone that you ever get into any kind of relationship with. With that being said, let's get into five physical signs your wife is cheating. The first physical sign that your wife is cheating is that she's always too tired to have sex. Now, this is not always true that she's cheating, but this could be a sign that she's cheating. Because remember, energy is neither created nor destroyed. And if we are finding ourselves in a situation where we have to add the word always to the situation where she doesn't want to have sex, she doesn't want to be intimate with you, that's something that you should look out for. That doesn't mean you should go ahead and start attacking her and accusing her of infidelity. It just means you should pay attention. Again, precisely when you feel like you have to add the word always. But just keep in mind that your feeling may be inaccurate or maybe completely far from the reality. It could just be who you are, but that's why precisely you still need to unpack it and figure out what is going on with your relationship. So if she comes off as she's always too tired to have sex, that's something you should pay attention to. If once in a while she's just tired, maybe she worked too hard or anything like that, that doesn't mean she's cheating. It just means she's tired. And that's very normal in a lot of cases, even for yourself. Even if you're the most sex maniac in the world, sometimes you're just not in the mood. The second physical sign that your wife is cheating is you've been seeing strange and expensive gifts coming to the house. Now, it could come to the house by way of her bringing it in, or it could come by way of shipment to your house. Now, like I said, as always, this doesn't always mean that she's cheating, but if this is happening over and over again and you can't really explain where these gifts are coming from, or she's never taken the time to tell you specifically where these gifts are coming from, and if it feels strange to you, that's something you should pay attention to. I would pay attention, close attention to that. Why? Because you should know what's going on anyway. Because if you're not paying attention, what else are you doing? That means you're being oblivious and anything can happen under your nose, including not paying attention to your woman to the point where she start building attraction towards another man. So you should be paying attention anyway. Like I've always said, this is not the moment for you to start attacking and accusing her. It just means you should pay attention. You should ask questions. Where's this gift from? If it's over and over and she's getting strange and expensive gifts, then I will look for at least three or four other signs in this list. The third physical sign that your wife may be cheating is that she hides to go take phone calls. So you've noticed in recent times that your wife doesn't like taking phone calls in front of you. She would excuse herself, or sometimes never excuse herself. She kind of slightly walk away into other rooms and she tends to be very quiet while she's taking these calls. This could be a sign that she's cheating. Clearly, she's not wanting you to hear what she's having conversations about. Now, if your birthday is approaching, she may be taking calls about how she's going to plan a surprise party for you. But again, if you have three or four other signs on this list in your situation, chances are it's not about your birthday. It means you should pay attention, right? Now, what is cheating in this case, right? Cheating means she's doing something she wouldn't want to do in front of you with respect to having inappropriate relationship with a person in a romantic way outside of your relationship, outside of your marriage. If that's the case, that's called cheating, right? So again, if she's taking phone calls and she's having to go into other rooms and not wanting you to hear what the phone call is about, and she never comes back to say, hey, that was Jill on the other line. I was talking to her about some kind of stuff at the work today. If she's not doing that, then that's something you should pay attention to and ask questions. Who was that? Oh, okay. You didn't want me to know? And make sure you keep it lightheaded if you're asking that question. Because again, if you're too serious, you're going to take the spark away from your relationship. You're revealing yourself way too much. And that's going to work completely against you because that's going to come off as insecurity, and that's not attractive. The fourth physical sign that your wife is cheating is that she's too paranoid to leave her phone. So if you've noticed that she's always taking her phone everywhere she goes, she's never in recent times left the phone on the bed, just hanging out there on the table. She just seems like she hug up on the phone and she holds it to everywhere she go, every room she goes in the house. That could be a sign that she's hiding something. That could be a sign of cheating. Now, we don't know what she's hiding. Like I've said always in this lesson, we don't know what she's hiding. But again, if you've noticed three or four other signs are present in your relationship in recent times, and you're in fact feeling insecure about your relationship with your wife, then this is something that you should pay attention to. Why would I pay attention to it? Because again, a lot of time us men, we get complacent, we don't pay attention, we take things for granted, and then, you know, we may be losing our woman just like that. And it's not a matter of she's out to hurt you, it's just how life happens. Again, remember what I said, energy is neither created nor destroyed. So if you're not giving into her, if she finds herself in a situation where other people are giving into her and filling her love tank in an emotional way, you may end up losing your woman. So I would pay attention to this and find ways to attract her back to me. This is not your moment again to accuse and attack her. This is your moment to figure out like, yeah, there's something missing. Let me attract my woman back to her. Why would I do that? Because I need to give to her. Because if I give to her, she's going to multiply anything that you give to her, meaning she will reciprocate in multiple folds, right? So with that being said, if she's too paranoid to leave her phone around, that could be a sign that she's cheating. But again, it's just a sign that you need to step up your game. Now, could she be just a psychopath cheater? Yes, it could be. But for the most part, that's not the case. We're mostly human beings. We're just trying to live. And we need emotional validation a lot of times. That goes for both men and women. And in a marriage, things can get very, very stale very fast. We could get complacent. The fifth physical sign that your wife is cheating is that she's expressed it verbally. She may have said things to you that, such as, she's no longer in love, or she's asking for space, right? If she said things like that to you, remember, energy is neither created nor destroyed. Where is she pouring her affection? It could be into another man. It could be because she's filling a void. It could be that she's filling a void with respect to her career. It could be so many other things outside of cheating, but it could also be because she's cheating on you. And she may not be courageous enough to come to you and tell you, I'm cheating. And sometimes the way she would express that is in words such as, I'm no longer in love with you. I love you, but I don't love you anymore. Or she may just outrightly ask you for, I need some space. If you find yourself in this kind of situation, it's terrible, okay? I know it can be a terrible feeling, and you should be aware that she may be cheating, but ultimately, you don't want to look at it like that. You want to look at it as your woman is not feeling confident to be open to you and to express herself to you, to express all the love she has to you. Instead, maybe she's felt a void in her career or in her romantic life, and she just doesn't feel adequate. Now, does that mean you should blame yourself? Absolutely not. Does that mean you should feel guilty? No. It just means that if you care about this woman, you should step up your game. You should learn some skill set. Learn how to seduce her and attract her back into your arms. And it's absolutely possible. So those are the five physical signs that you can look out for that your wife may be cheating on you, which means she's doing things with other people in a romantic way that she wouldn't want you to find out about. If this has been very helpful for you, you want to download the book, you want to get the book. The book is absolutely free, and you can literally go to getmymarriageback.com and get the book. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.